Okay, so let's go over direct authoritarian hypnosis. This is page 4. This induction that we're looking at comes from George Estabrooks. George Estabrooks was known for his direct authoritarian hypnosis. So before Erickson came to us and he said, well, I think a client should be able to go into a trance in any way that he or she chooses to go into a trance. Notice the presupposition. The client should be able to go into a trance in any way that he or she chooses to go into a trance. Nonetheless, they are going into a trance, according to Erickson's presuppositions, right? Now, Erickson came after Estabrooks. Estabrooks had an entirely different way of doing hypnosis. In fact, it was more similar to how hypnosis used to be in general. It was direct authoritarian hypnosis. This is like what you hear in the movies and stuff, where they just say, close your eyes, sit back, relax, close your eyes, go into a trance. You're falling asleep, fast asleep, and you'll sleep until I tell you. Now, by the way, direct authoritarian hypnosis, they use the word sleep a lot. One thing that we know about hypnosis is that you're not really sleeping. The term hypnosis, the name hypnosis itself, is Greek for nervous sleep. When James Braid named hypnosis, he thought that people were actually going into some sort of a sleep state because he would notice that their eyes would grow tired, they would close, and they'd go into this trance-like state. So he associated it with sleep, yet he later found out that it was not sleep. And so he wanted to rename it because the name didn't fully capture what hypnosis was, but nobody caught on to his attempts to rename it. Nonetheless, we're using the word sleep when we do a direct authoritarian hypnosis, and I think there's usefulness in using the word sleep. Even though we know it's not sleep, it's the closest thing that people can relate to. You know, it's kind of like an analogy for me. You know, to make difficult, like you take a concept that's difficult to explain and you use an analogy to explain it. Anybody that explains difficult or complex subjects is familiar with using analogy to make that subject more easier to understand. It's kind of like the metaphor of the captain and the ship, the captain and the crew on the ship. It's an analogy to take a complex subject and make it more more simple to understand. So I think when we use the word sleep, we're taking a complex concept of hypnosis, and we're just making it close to something that's attainable for somebody. So when we do direct authoritarian hypnosis, we are going to use the word sleep, and we say, close your eyes. You're going fast asleep, and we'll sleep until I tell you, until the point that I awaken you, at which point you'll awaken quietly and easily, but for now, just sleep. You're going fast asleep, and we'll sleep until I tell you, sleep. You'll sleep until I tell you. You're going to continue that type of talk for about 5 minutes. And basically, it's just an induction. So you say, close your eyes. You're going to sleep. You're going fast asleep. You're going sound asleep, and you'll sleep until I tell you. And you're going to continue that type of an induction. Once you've induced the trance, then we're going to use what we call convincers.